As United Nations weapons inspectors search Iraq for chemical weapons, the United States struggles to destroy 31,000 tons of deadly chemical agents. They're stored at 8 U.S. Army depots and considered a tempting target for terrorists. A new report from the National Research Council endorses the effort to destroy them, but warns it's not as safe as it could be. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
News of the National Research Council report reached Robert Downing at his Christmas tree lot in Alabama. Downing is a county commissioner in Anniston, which has a brand new chemical weapons incinerator almost ready to go.
It's an extremely divisive issue. People are basically afraid of it. And I don't care how many reports they issue saying it's safe, you're not going to have a lot of people put a great deal of stock in that.
People are afraid because the incinerator in Anniston will burn some of the deadliest stuff on the planet. These are mustard, blister, and nerve agents in storage tanks, missiles, and bombs. And people downwind worry about leaks and emissions. They pestered members of Congress to do something, and they turned to the National Research Council. Chuck Kolb chaired the NRC study.
Risk to the communities actually comes primarily from storage areas and not from any associated demilitarization facility designed to destroy the stockpile. At any given time, there's a lot more agent in the stockpile than there is in the demil facility, and it's much better protected once it gets inside the demil facility.
Anniston, Alabama is one of three towns with chemical weapon stockpiles in the neighborhood and incinerators waiting to open. The other two are in Arkansas and Oregon. The Army worries about terrorist attacks or catastrophic accidents at these stockpiles, but locals fear incineration. So the NRC scrutinized the first two Army incinerators in the South Pacific and Utah.
The basic technology is fine and capable of destroying the stockpile safely, but this is a complex operation and people need to do it correctly. And no matter how good the technology is, if the people aren't as good as the technology, accidents can occur.
In fact, the NRC documented 40 serious accidents in which chemical agent escaped. Workers were exposed in a few cases, the report says, but the public was never threatened. The NRC blames human error and recommends greater attention and commitment to safety. Craig Williams of the Chemical Weapons Working Group is a longtime critic of the Army's incineration program.
So the NRC report identifies those all as problems, but then basically says, but we need to carry on and proceed with incinerating this stuff, which I think is contradictory.
Back at the Christmas tree lot in Alabama, County Commissioner Robert Downing wonders about alternatives to incineration.
And when there are other technologies that are available that are not used, it causes one to wonder, well, why not? I have a right to the safest technology that's available. And we know that those other safer technologies are being employed at other chemical weapons disposal sites all over the country.
In fact, the Army has adopted an alternative for stockpiles in Maryland, Indiana, Colorado, and Kentucky. It's a chemical process which neutralizes chemical weapons without burning and emissions. The incinerators in Alabama, Arkansas, and Oregon were already under construction when this alternative neutralization process was fully developed. And it's too late to switch, says Chuck Kolb, chair of the NRC panel.
The problem is that that would delay the destruction of the stockpiles at the three new sites, certainly by several years at a minimum, and that would expose the communities around them to several years of what my committee feels would be unnecessary risk.
That would also add millions to a program expected to cost $24 billion. There's also an international treaty deadline of April 2007, but delays in the destruction schedule have the Defense Department already expecting it won't meet that deadline. Still, the Army says it has no intention of abandoning incineration at the plants already built. Howard Berkus, NPR News.